USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction has been swift and harsh to the General Motors announcement that it's laying off nearly 15,000 workers at five of its plants in the U.S. and Canada, four of those in the U.S. But an auto workers union rep in Canada says,
the reality is this is just a corporation, a greedy corporation, trying to make more money off of the backs of employees.
The automaker says it wants to focus now on building trucks, SUVs, and electric vehicles. President Trump says instead of closing factories, it should be working on just making vehicles people want to buy. Three U.S. service members are dead after an explosion in Afghanistan a short time ago. The NATO Resolute Support Mission saying in a statement that three were killed and three others wounded when an improvised explosive device detonated southwest of Kabul. An American contractor was wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump making two stops yesterday in Mississippi, where today the state is holding a runoff for a U.S. Senate seat. Here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy.
And you see people coming up by the thousands. And frankly, if we didn't show them strength and a strong border, and nobody's shown a stronger border, if we didn't do that, you would have hundreds of thousands of people pouring into our country.
An update on the campfire in Northern California. As we reported yesterday, it is fully contained, but the death toll has now risen to 88. More than 200 people listed as missing, and that fire destroyed over 18,000 homes and other buildings. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Ohio is now the first state that will accept Bitcoin for tax payments. The state treasurer says they've launched OhioCrypto.com, a website where people can use cryptocurrency to pay. The state will charge a minimal fee to businesses using that method of payment. Bitcoin is currently the only currency accepted by the website. A federal judge is throwing out a lawsuit against President Trump's hotel near the White House. The judge yesterday dismissing that lawsuit that was filed last year by owners of the Cork Wine Bar, who claim the Trump Hotel International has an unfair business advantage because it's affiliated with President Trump. They argue that Trump's influence made foreign leaders, lobbyists, and government officials more likely to book at his hotel. D.C. District Court Judge Richard Leone said in his ruling, quote, there are constitutional questions of profound weight and import lurking within this case. However, he added the restaurant owners failed to make a claim of unfair competition. And there aren't as many offices throwing holiday parties this season. A new survey, 35% it finds, of American companies will not be throwing an office holiday party. The cancellations this year, not due to the economy, rather, but researchers saying it's a response to the Me Too movement. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.